the simple life. That's what it's about. Let me tell you what the basics of life is about. I've studied this thing my whole life, and I've decoded it and from a words perspective, from a Bible perspective, just from culture, observation. Listen to gurus and everything. So life is really simple. And the Bible makes it clear. There's only just a few things you got to do. Really, it's really not that complicated. First thing you need to do is forgive yourself, forgive everybody. But in order to have forgiveness for yourself, you've got to run to Jesus and get forgiveness from Him. Forgive everybody. Love everybody. You can list these things how you want, you know. Forgiveness. Love. Agape love is what I'm talking about, which is agape love means God's love. Set boundaries. Set boundaries for yourself and others, because you really can't trust yourself, really, to be honest with you. Maintain your body ship. Maintain your body ship. Maintain your business ship, your home ship, your car ship, your body ship. Maintain all your ships. And it doesn't take a whole lot. Change the oil in your car, change the air filter. Just find something in life that you enjoy doing as a job and be useful doing it. Find something where you're useful. It's not about money. It's not about getting rich. Don't be greedy. You want to enjoy what you're doing on a daily basis. If you decide to get married, I just ate something, so it's in my. What I do is I eat oil. Speaking of that, eat a variety of food and don't eat too much. You only need about 60 grams of protein a day, 60, 70, something like that. You don't need a lot of food. Eat a variety of food. Eat some seeds and nuts. And just Google superfoods. Make sure you eat the superfoods at least two or three times a week. Superfoods. Set boundaries. Love one another. Forgive. No bitterness. Keep your eyes in the boat. I learned that in the Coast Guard. Keep your eyes in the boat. Your boat, your ship, is your ship. Somebody else's ship is their ship. I keep my eyes in my boat. You keep your eyes in your boat. What else? It's really pretty much, that's it. I mean, seek the truth. Above all things. Seek the truth above all things, because you want to be free, right? So the truth will set you free. Truth is a whole lot better than pleasure. Seek truth above pleasure. The Bible makes it clear. Lovers of pleasure is not where it's at. You're going to have to sacrifice. Don't be afraid of sacrifice. Embrace it. Become a part of it. Become one with sacrifice, because when you get on the other side, there's only a third. You only have to sacrifice a third of the time, and two-thirds is pretty much a blessing after that. You sacrifice a third of your day, and the rest is a blessing. And you don't, and a lot of times, if you sacrifice, learn to sacrifice, it don't even have to be a third a lot of times. You can actually set up a system, probably, where you don't even have to sacrifice a third. But a third of your day is going to keep you strong, because this place is a place of resistance. You know, if you're lifting weights, you got to have resistance to grow that muscle. So you have to have some resistance in this life. So sacrifice is part of that. Don't argue or laugh with a foolish person, because you'll never have rest. Don't waste your time. Don't even waste your time with the news. I mean, you might want to scan the news each day or every other day or something, see what's going on in the world. But you really don't want to waste your time with the news. It's just a sign. It's just an up and down sine wave. There's nothing new under the sun. Do what you enjoy. Love your neighbors yourself. Give. And it's when you, what's it say in Ephesians 4:28? Let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands the thing which is good in order to give to him that needeth. And you, when you read that in the flesh mind, you say, why should I labor to help somebody else, to give somebody else? Well, that tells you that there's superabundance. If God tells you in Ephesians 4:28 to labor with your hands the thing which is good in order to give somebody else, that means there's superabundance. He wouldn't tell you that if there wasn't superabundance, because he'd be saying, you better grab all you can get. You better make sure you don't let anybody have anything you got, because you got to hoard it and keep it for yourself. No, the universal pattern is letting it flow through you. Life is simple. This will be number one. I'm at the bank. I gotta go in here and talk to these people. And let me see if I can. This guy's parked in right in the handicap, but he's not handicapped, and he's parked in a, he's blocking another space. You talk about selfish. It's all about him, man. Find something to be useful in. If you're useful in the hologram, you won't be bulldozed over. As long as you're useful, you won't be bulldozed over. Do you hear what I'm saying? Find something that you enjoy to be useful in. And if you got these selfish creatures, these selfish flesh creatures around you, stay away from them. They'll destroy themselves. Don't be jealous of the evil. They actually are going to destroy themselves over time. They're creating a pattern in their mind of destruction. Don't be jealous of the evil. Don't be envious of the evil. It's a waste of your time and effort. That's not even who you are. It's not your calling in life. Your calling to be righteous, not evil. Life is simple.